This is Talk Radio. Free call 0500-1053-89. Why you want to ring this number, I've got absolutely no idea.
All men's miseries derive from not being able to sit quiet in a room alone. I decided to come out with these pearls of wisdom,
but somebody's beaten me to it.
It's a serenity book, isn't it?
Did you get one?
No, I've read about it.
Oh,
yeah, I'll have that.
Everybody has one. I thought I'd read a few out, but you can have mine, David. There was a female pope, and we'll be talking to
this lady all about that. Donna Wolfe is going to come in, and all about the story of Pope Joan.
I didn't know they were allowed to have female priests in the Catholic Church. It's news to me. We'll explore more a little later. Mike in Cheltenham, you're on the air through to David Lloyd.
Good evening, James.
Hi.
Good evening, David.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I must say, you're booming through tonight for some reason. Extra sort of loud, it seems.
Oh, good. We can stop complaining to the radio authority about the strength of our signal and the fact that they keep tampering with the transmitter at night.
Well, it's certainly booming this way tonight, anyway, into Gloucestershire. I won't hold long. I'll try and get to the point very quickly. Two questions, really. I must say, I'm quite excited, well, very excited about digital radio, but I don't know a lot about it, obviously. But the first question being, I would assume that if you wanted to listen to any local station anywhere in the UK with digital radio, would that be possible to do?
No. Sorry, David, it's your business.
Ultimately, probably yes. I mean, what will happen is the digital radio transmissions will
bleed,
will begin, and I imagine that a lot of stations will actually transmit in good old-fashioned normal analogue, is how they transmit about, and also then in digital too.
Oh, I just want to understand this, because I think what John's John, you're saying is if you live in... Mike, you live in Cheltenham.
Yeah. And, would it be possible to listen to, say, a London, local London station?
I don't think it will. I mean, if it does, we'll all be very, very angry if we've paid for a license in Cheltenham and you...
but if there's room on the frequency, surely couldn't you do that? I mean, because that, to me, that's...
What will happen, Mike, is that just like with normal good old-fashioned analog radios now, there will be areas licensed for stations to cover, and they will be defined as big or as small as we decide to define them when we advertise them. But I think what will happen, and this is interesting, is that people outside London will start to reap the rewards, the listening rewards that people in London do. So, you know, it might be that a radio station playing a particular sort of music, which London has, might spread itself across the country. So, yes, I imagine that in Cheltenham, and places like Cheltenham,
country music,
you'll be able to hear listening different sorts of music just as people in London have been able to.
But you won't. Brilliant. For instance, if you have a radio station, say you had a local station in London on 1053 digital, right? If you had another franchise on 1053 in Cheltenham, the same now as AM and FM, you wouldn't be able to hear the radio stations. That you'd have to have your own individual stations on that number in that local area.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, fine. Yeah. Yeah. So what it'll do for you then, Mike? It'll give you a lot more scope and a lot more choice, hopefully.
Right. Well, which brings me nicely on to the next point, which is probably the most important. Then is, I obviously at the moment are trying to sort of go up and down the channels to find out where I am. It's all on screen. Are we going to make sets in the future with some synthetic speech to blind people to know where they are?
Yes, the great thing about digital radio is, yes, they have screens. Digital radios have television screens. So it'll tell you who you're listening to. It'll tell you perhaps who's on the air. It'll say Mike from Cheltenham on the front. It'll say James Whale, and maybe even a picture of James Whale, which is a jolly good reason.
Will it say it, David? Because what Mike is saying, he's blind. He can't see that.
Will there be some sort of audio thing saying which station you're on before you get there? So do you see what I mean? It doesn't say, it's funny, it could, like the speaking clock, say,
talk radio.
It can do all that. I mean,
it can do all that.
It's a transmission of data, it can do all that.
Oh, excellent. Right, there we are, Mike. Thank you very much indeed. David's staying on, we'll be back.
And also talking about Pope Joan. I bet you didn't know there was a female pope, did you? Join me. This is Talk Radio, the James Whale Show, back after the news.
Across the UK on 1053 and 1089 AM, this is Talk Radio.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm David Hall.
Thank you very much indeed, Claire. Let's go to John from Bradford in West Yorkshire. You're on the air, John.
Ah, good evening, James. Good evening, David.
Hello, John.
My complaint about the radio authority is that I don't think it's doing its job very well in a lot of these AM gold stations we have.
Right.
For instance, the one where James used to work at the Burley Road Pump.
let's not identify any, but it would be a bit unfair, wouldn't it, really? And I don't know why I'm trying to be fair. I'll identify what you like. Well, but anyway, yeah, so you want to ask the radio authority why there are so many radio stations playing the same music.
Well, the thing is, a lot of it is syndicated. For instance, the one where I live, it's coming from Dunstable. The weather forecast was 2 days out of date.
what you're listening to is
I don't know why I'm laughing at Ash.
At least it wasn't metaphor.
What you're listening to is the Classic Gold Service, and as you say, some of that does originate from Dunstable. Some of it actually comes from Bradford, actually, isn't it? Some of the programming, I think. The early evening shows I record come from Bradford, and also other bits and pieces, the news and the weather and bits and pieces. Here's a chance to, if you like, the benefits of networking, bring big names to areas that might not otherwise have them. That's the theory. And what is the characteristic of the program stream that you're listening to, the radio station you're listening to, is the fact that it is 60s and 70s records.
Yeah. That's why I listen to Radio 10 Gold from Holland and RTL from Luxembourg.
Yes.
In stereo. Okay,
but the fact that it's the same as other radio stations around the country isn't really of concern, because you don't live around the country. You live in Bradford, don't you?
Yes, but I can pick up 6 AM stations on a normal box standard radio.
Yeah, but listen, hang on. The question is, David, you don't mind me changing it, John, your question slightly,
no.
Do you? Okay, the question really is, I mean, in America, the big thing is, of course, syndicated programs. They have no national radio station. You have syndicated programs that go, the most successful programs. And syndication will help a lot of the smaller radio stations in this country, there's no doubt. But if you have quite a large station that is a local station, has a local thing, and it has to provide it seems to be a bit of a waste of time going into it just to play programs you're playing somewhere else.
Well, in a particular area, you can tune into stations, and some will come from that area, and others will come from outside the area.
I mean,
as you say, there's nothing actually wrong with that. I mean, you know, people do value localness. They actually value
exactly.
The woman or the chap on the air understands the area, understands how much hassle they've had driving into, and people value that sort of thing. But it's not the only approach.
So you won't be allowing sort of 24-hour-a-day syndication, because that'll just become a national station.
Well, no, I mean, a lot of stations are carrying network programming now. There's nothing wrong with that. It's horses for courses. Again, it depends on what the station actually is licensed to provide. Is it a very local service, or is it something actually that could broadcast from London and is equally well valued elsewhere?
So is it going to be, you've got regional radio stations now, which cover whole regions, you've got local radio stations that cover very small areas, you've got national radio stations. Will it always continue in these sort of three different spheres or not?
There are probably four tiers, really. You say you've got the nationals, like talk radio, you've got the regionals like Galaxy in your area, John, and you've got the big locals like Pulse and also the Classic Gold, and we're also licensing another smaller tier. So now you're getting very, very local stations in very small areas that wouldn't have had radio stations years ago.
There's one in my area in Harrogate doing remarkably well.
That's
because
right.
You know it only broadcasts to the town, and you want to know where the traffic problems are. You want to hear Mrs. So-and-so down the road. It's a different sort of thing.
But this is the converse of what John's saying is, yes, some stations now are carrying network programming. By the same token, there are more localised stations than ever before.
But when you're talking about local music programmes, is it right to give a licence, a regional licence, to a particular sort of music radio station? Surely a regional licence should be something that's going to encompass everything, if you will. And then the smaller little local stations that come around can do the individual music programmes, a bit like it is in America.
So you're saying that regional stations didn't ought to...
If you're going to have...
What are you saying, James?
If you're going to have, say, in West Yorkshire,
yes.
You're going to have one kind of music station,
yep.
Then you should be able to have every sort of music station.
Well, the difficulty is you can't do everything. What we do when we advertise a license is judge the best applicant for that particular license. And in the case of Yorkshire that we're talking about there, it was thought to be the applicant who wanted to provide a dance music service.
Okay.
It could equally well have been another genre. And in time, you know, there will be further tiers of radio stations doing different sorts
of music. Why have you never given a license to a heavy metal station?
Just because it's, I mean, I'm always asked this, and I can never think of a good reason, because there are probably more fans of heavy metal music than any other kind of music in the country, and there is no heavy rock radio station.
I can't think of
a good reason.
I can't think of many applications for a heavy rock radio station. Yeah. Quite a few people have applied with softer rock radio station. I would like Virgin, which is soft rock and sort of rock, strange rock. It's not a heavy rock radio station. But, you know, it very much depends not only on the sort of music, but on the way in which the case is presented to us and the evidence that's put forward in that particular area at that particular time and what the other stations are doing in the market.
It's always like an audition, isn't it? Or a brief for a book, Donna. It's never as good, is it, as the actual thing. Well, sometimes it is, but, you know, you have to... Right, with me...
Talk to James Whale.
So basically it's going to be warm, a little sea fret on the east coast, and temperatures are going to be a little cooler than they have been today, right?
That's what I said, man.
In a long way. In David's day, when David was a program guy, you wouldn't have got away with that. David liked it. David was always for the very butch-sounding sort of... in fact, what was that station, Trent, when you were there? They're all sort of... Do you remember my friend Len Grote?
Well, that's not really...
Yes. He took me over.
Yes.
By his fault.
Yes.
He's only had to change his name to Grote.
You know why he changed it to Grote?
Because of the Grote market in Newcastle.
Yes, he was working on a local radio station in Newcastle, and he decided he went there, and he said, I'm going to change my name and name myself after a street. So he named himself after a very famous Grote market in Newcastle, called himself Len Grote. He's changed his name, by the way, now, and he's an antique expert.
Yes.
So it makes no difference. But there we are, funny little story. Now, David is staying with me because, you know, he's got back into it now, and he's realised what he's been missing while he's been working in the hallowed halls of the regulatory service. But we will be back with your calls, and you want to talk to David about broadcasting. He knows everything there is. He's the head of programming and advertising. And if anybody's got a problem with advertising... Oh, heck, I forgot to read one. Then give us a call. But I'd like to introduce you now to Donna Woolfolk Cross. But no, that's what a difficult name for someone like me. That-